It's Locked On Cardinals. Bo Brock, Alex Clancy hanging out here on a Monday morning, the morning after the madness. Yeah, the NCAA tournament, we were checking it out over the weekend. Duke survives. You're not here for that. You're here for the March Madness that is the Arizona Cardinals. Woo! Their offseason continues, and things aren't slowing down. The Kyler Murray rumors continue to run rampant. It's one of those things where Cliff Kingsbury sat down with the NFL Network's Steve Wyche and just added fuel to the fire. We're here to break all of that down and more. Kyler Murray, the NFL draft, Josh Rosen, Cliff's comments, and also just a kind of a rebuffer of Arizona Cardinals NFL offseason, just looking at what they did in free agency, what they could continue to do. Still looking at a very empty wide receiver room. And then, of course, they added to the interior that defensive line. That was later on Friday, so we had recorded our episode. But Darius Filon, he joins the Arizona Cardinals on the defensive line. A need, I think both of us will agree, Alex. Mm-hmm. And you followed the Chargers a little closer than I do. What kind of player do you think they got? Is it somebody that's going to be making an impact? Is it a guy that's going to get some reps? I would think so with the kind of money that's being thrown his way.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers' defense over the last couple seasons has been one of the more underrated ones in the league. I mean, you have the talents of Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, et cetera, and they have a couple secondary guys that are really good. But yeah, this dude can play. It's an upgrade for the Cardinals, and they have thrown him money. I don't remember the exact numbers of how much they gave.
I think it was 2 for 10.
Yeah, so that's right. That's right. I knew it wasn't over 15, anything gargantuan like that. Again, still pretty low impact, right? And I know that you can see their salary cap freedom kind of starting to dwindle, especially ahead of the draft, where you have to pay whoever you draft the number one overall pick a good amount of money from that, and then the rest of the players in the draft. So they're starting to slowly lose that money, but they've spread it out as much as they could, right? I mean, they've gotten a lot of guys in there and a lot of guys that fill holes, except for the wide receiving core.
That's right.
But listen, it's
a Kevin White believer, truther, and thinks he's going to be a guy that's going to tap into that potential. But I don't think anybody's on that track.
Unless you're a Mountaineer. Unless you're a Mountaineer through and through from West Virginia. They filled holes with non-star guys. I guess Jordan Hicks may be filling that. If he continues the way he's been playing, he may become a star one day in the NFL. Terrell Suggs is the big name, obviously, but he's more for leadership than anything. He'll probably play 50 or 60% of the snaps, I would think. Robert Alford, not a big name, and the dude from the Chargers they just signed, not a big name.
Yeah, Darius Filon.
I was going to say Cylon, and I knew that was wrong.
He played 13 games for the Chargers last year, 4 sacks. He's a guy that's going to be open up some rush lanes, hopefully, for guys like Chandler Jones, Terrell Suggs. We will see if that actually comes to fruition. But it's one of those moves where you ease off any of the Quinn and Williams draft discussion at this point? Or, I mean, Filon is a guy that he wasn't even a full-time starter his entire time in Los Angeles / San Diego. He was a guy that worked himself up from a 6th-round pick out of Arkansas. He was just kind of a guy that would give just some breathers, and he worked himself into, a prime-time player role. I mean, the one thing I will say about this free agency, I mean, you mentioned all those guys, Alford, Suggs, Brooks Reed, you've got Jordan Hicks. All these guys can play. They can start on pretty much any NFL roster. And when you look at a team that was 3-13 and you look at where they finished with their final 53, these guys are significantly better than the guys that they had.
It's a no-brainer, man. I mean, it's just not – that's where we are. For those that, don't follow the Cardinals closely or just, just starting to try us out with Locked On Cardinals, it's – tough to talk about a team that really doesn't have a lot of talent higher than a C grade.
Sure.
And it was listen, I mean, it's such a, the spectrum is so heavily weighted towards non-Pro Bowl talent that we've been playing with. And then you have Chandler Jones, Patrick Peterson, David Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, that kind of counterbalances a little bit. But pretty much anybody that you'd sign that has any impact with the team that had any wins last year would be an upgrade from the position of the player that they're going to take.
Let's take a look at the overall kind of step back and put some perspective on this, because the Cardinals were 3-13 last year, right? So they had a long way to go talent-wise, across their roster to get, let's get to the middle of the road. Let's get to the, like, the baseline. And let's start with teams, you know, that go 7-9, because sometimes if you go 7-9, you lost a couple close games. You could be 8-8, you could be 9-7, you could be 10-6. So, you know, if you go from the teams that maybe even went 6-10 to 10-6, they were so far away talent-wise from those teams. So adding these players was just the Cardinals trying to accumulate talent to even get to that
discussion. That's the next step.
It wasn't like the Cardinals were going out on the free agent market and they were bolstering their roster to where they were going to be a contender in the NFC West.
Right. They were a double-A baseball player trying to get to triple-A before getting to the bigs.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're looking for – you're just trying to infuse talent across this roster. Yeah. Where it's just severely lacked.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, and I want to get to the Cliff Kingsbury comments here, and we'll probably do that in the next segment, that what the moves with all the Kyler Murray discussion, and you look at the moves that have been made in free agency, and you look at the moves that have been made in the past by Steve Keim, what it says about Kyler Murray potentially becoming the next Arizona Cardinals quarterback. You want to get into that?
Yeah,
let's get into it next. Jinx.
Locked on Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked on Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Had a couple days off. We had a great day. A great day. You know what? We went back to college days. Because Bo and I are very responsible people. You know, and we are. It sounded sarcastic, but we did. We had a very long outside sitting TV watching day with the NCAA tournament on Thursday, which was, it's what I needed. Like, I needed a blow off steam day. We got in a huge NBA debate at Zips, a local place. We may have been the loud guys.
Yeah, we were.
We were, but it was so much fun just getting radio guys around you and talking. Anyways, we're back Monday. We're refreshed. And
we grew an audience at Zips.
Yeah.
At the bar. That debate was raging so heavily.
It was awesome.
That after, like, maybe, you know, finally somebody gave the room a little room to breathe and people were stopped yelling at each other. There was just a guy in the corner who's like, whew, thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that great debate. That made my day.
So much fun. Oh, so good. So back to the Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury, let's just pivot right here.
Yeah.
Where we are right now, and I'm going to say one thing before. They signed nobody with an ego at this point. But Terrell Suggs, but it's not, that's a different ego. That is, I'm a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm a badass.
Yeah, I'm a badass. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not, that's not an ego Terrell Owens situation.
Right.
So they hire, and it makes me wonder, do you want a lot of guys like this to pave the way for a big entity that will be coming in, a la Kyler Murray, that's going to steal the show, and there's going to be a lot of guys on there that are trying to make their first big contract, so it's not going to infringe upon whatever the hell is going to happen next year if they draft Kyler Murray? It's just a speculation question.
Right.
But Cliff Kingsbury, and I'm Bo, I'm going to let you take the lead here. I've read the quotes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the inflections in his voice with the audio, and I am not surprised, and all I'm going to do is set the stage by saying this sounds like a first-time head coach not knowing what not to say.
Maybe. Or maybe,
and I will let everybody speak for
the
thing for themselves.
Exactly what he's supposed to say. The thing that's kind of surprising to me, and I'm going to deliver you the you know, line for line the quotes from Cliff Kingsbury here in just a second. But as far as what Cliff Kingsbury is doing, I don't think he's a dumb guy. I don't think he's in over his head as far as what he's supposed to say and what he's supposed to do in the interview process. I mean, this guy's been a darling since he hit the coaching ranks in the Big 12. He's been in the spotlight before. He came out of the gates just running at Texas Tech. Had some, I think they were like 5-0 at one point. I mean, he was just somebody that the media has fallen in love with over and over again. He knows what he's doing as far as an interview is concerned. He sat down with the NFL Network, Steve Wyche, and he said, you know, he answered some questions about the rampant speculation about Kyler Murray and what they're going to do with Josh Rosen. And I can't believe the runaway train in looking at people whose opinions I respect at how they are just hook, line, and sinker on Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
They all fell in love with, well, what did you say? Oh, they fell in love with Rachel whatever. And she's all that. They fell in love.
Yeah.
They fell in love with.
It was Freddie Prinze Jr. It was a teenage rom-com where, yeah, you were trying to boost this person up, and then along the way, you got to know them, and then you fell in love with them. I don't think it's that. I mean, from a media standpoint, that's what's happening.
Well, because
from a Cliff Kingsbury, Steve Keim standpoint, I still stand by what I believe, and I could get seriously burned by believing mm-hmm. this, but I believe that the Arizona Cardinals are going to move forward with Josh Rosen.
Yeah, same.
If you just look at it and what is possibly happening here, and you look at even what Cliff Kingsbury said, okay, so this is what was asked about the team and their number one pick, and as far as everything running rampant, this is what Cliff Kingsbury said. I think everything's on the table. Okay?
Good start.
When you have the first pick, you've got to turn over every stone and look at every scenario that's out there, and so we're definitely doing that. As far as Josh Rosen's future is concerned, yeah, because he says yeah after everything. It's a crutch of his.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. I think you focus what you control, and Josh knows our feelings on him, and that hasn't changed. He's a tremendous talent, had some tough adversity to fight through the last year, some injuries up front, but I thought competed his tail off, worked hard, and I'm excited about his future.
Coach speak,
sure.
Take that one out. That doesn't mean anything.
About Josh Rosen and talk surrounding the number one pick. Yeah.
God, that's the worst. Can we just talk for a second? Yeah. How does he know that he says, yeah, before, hey, do you want to go to the store or to the bookshop? Yeah, I don't know. It's the worst.
It's a crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to Josh. He understands the business, what all goes with the first pick, and what's going on.
Okay, cool.
What he foresees for Rosen and having a future with the Cardinals.
Wait for it.
Yeah. I do think Rosen could remain with the team. I mean, you have the first pick. Anything can happen. As you know, he's a talented player. We're very high on him, and that hasn't changed.
That's the one. When I read that, that's the one where it's like, whoops. Like that.
This is the final quote, okay? And we'll get into the discussion here.
Yeah.
On what the team has decided to do with the number one selection. He didn't say yeah. He said, we haven't. We're a long ways from that. Coaches on the road, scouts from the road, private workouts, pro days. We won't even discuss until next week and try to fill out our board from there. I do not believe this.
You can't believe it.
No.
You can't believe it because that shows how much do you have to do? There are, like, again, and this is all aside from the fact, taking out the fact that any team could come up at any point and offer you the world and you take it. Okay, so what we're saying now is based upon the facts that we have at this point. So if Oakland offers 7 first-round picks to move up, you take it.
Well, yeah, what are these quotes from Cliff Kingsbury, whose position does it strengthen more so? Trading Josh Rosen or trading the rights to select Kyler Murray high in the draft?
Trading Josh Rosen.
No. This doesn't get teams to nibble.
Oh, for other teams?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. Oh no, I thought you meant what is he saying here?
Right. Yeah, well, what he's saying absolutely
is I want Kyler Murray.
Right.
I mean, which
and
is
then what does that do? Other NFL teams are like, well,
wait.
What do they see? What's it going to take? If they're going to take him number one, we're not going to have our opportunity to get Kyler Murray. There is more value to what he said in dealing the rights for the top pick and some QB-hungry team that is just intrigued, in love with Kyler Murray. So
this is a good thing, is what you're saying?
Yeah, this is... Steve Keim has made a lot of terrible moves it is during his reign as the GM of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes.
Cliff Kingsbury is an absolute question mark as a guy that went 35-40 at his alma mater, Texas Tech, was fired in November.
Uh-huh.
And probably had no business being a head coach in the NFL as quickly as he's become. But they're not dumb. And they're not... This is all for a reason. There's no way that they're this naive. That they're out there and they're just painting up Kyler Murray as a guy that they want. And now that they are flinching at the idea of keeping Josh Rosen. They're doing that to boost Kyler Murray's value.
So this is the strongest installment so far of the smokescreen.
I believe so. And I don't even think it's that strong.
No. But it's... you know what? He knows... Listen, if you know anything about the Arizona Cardinals, you know he's not going to answer any questions that they don't know are coming already, right?
Right.
That is surefire when Steve Keim, when anybody goes up there, they know what damn questions they're going to get from the people they want to ask them.
They aren't Kyler Murray on Dan Patrick not knowing that Dan's going to ask you about if you're going to play baseball, if you're going to go to the NFL Combine. He didn't know how to answer that.
So you're right. See, baseball, I see what you... So you think that they thought out this answer, and this is the answer that they came up with for him to give? Like, I mean, if we're going to go here, and we are not conspiratorial on this show, we're just... We've seen incompetence from the front office, and now Bo thinks they're competent, and I don't know if I can believe that yet. I think they see a shiny figure.
Which is fair.
And both sides, here's the thing. We are going to be surprised if Kyler Murray goes number one overall.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens on the outside, regardless of what happens with all these mock drafts, all these beat writers, all they want to do is say, you know what? I had that.
Yeah.
I had Kyler Murray going number one. That's
obvious.
What it is.
It was obvious,
read, I talked to my sources, baloney.
Right.
Nobody has any idea. It makes their job easier as national and local Phoenix sports writers if Kyler Murray goes number one overall.
Story?
Of course it is. It makes everything easier.
Nobody's going to click on Nick Bosa.
Oh, we're going to talk about that more next. Locked On Cardinals. Welcome to Locked On Cardinals, or welcome back to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. There's a new Major League Baseball station for Locked On Podcast Network. It's going to be all your favorite teams. It'll take a little while to get the hosts lined up, but it is coming. There's NCAA football. There's NBA. There's everything. Checked out Locked On Suns. These guys are good. They are the polar opposite of Bo and myself. They are statistical, PER. That's what David Locke, the founder of Locked On Podcast Network, he's the play-by-play guy for the Utah Jazz. He is so deep into advanced analytics, advanced numbers. It's unbelievable. I did stats with him one time at a game. Some of the words that came out of his mouth, I didn't even know were English. So Evan Sidery, they do a great job with Locked On Suns. So check them out after you listen to the Locked On Cardinals, obviously. So we're talking, yes, still about Kyler Murray because of Cliff Kingsbury's comments with the NFL Network over the weekend. Bo and I, again, we are giving the foundation that we think Josh Rosen will stay the quarterback. We will be surprised if Kyler Murray goes number one overall, which goes against Bo's love for, but not blind love for, mock drafts. It doesn't mean he believes in everything that he reads. It's just when more and more people say it, a lot of times it's true because you put a lot of great minds together.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen that way. I just don't see a situation where it would be beneficial for the franchise moving forward.
I don't either. I don't either. And you talk about the incompetence. It's like the rest of the league, the national media, are buying into that. Why wouldn't the Cardinals just trade Josh Rosen? They could just give up a guy that's controllable and, you know, very affordable. I mean, the New York Giants would be idiots for not doing that. The Redskins would be idiots for not doing that. You know who'd be idiots? Who's the Arizona Cardinals, who drafted him 10th overall and are giving up that affordability for a guy who is a 5'10 and a half undersized quarterback who's unproven as far as being able to play at the next level.
It's going to come down to one very simple question.
What?
What's worse, drafting a bust or passing on a superstar? Because if they don't draft him, one of those two things may happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not to them.
Sure.
Drafting a bust would be for another team. Passing on a superstar would be them, which would be Adrian Peterson Part 2.
Sure.
And Terrell Suggs. They've done that as much as they've drafted busts early. So Levi Brown haunts the Arizona Cardinals and the Bidwells. It does. Because Adrian Peterson, and this is before all the bad stuff that happened in Texas with his son.
Mm-hmm.
If you pass on Kyler Murray and he's the next Drew Brees or whatever, or he's the first Kyler Murray, this franchise implodes.
Yeah, I mean, if he's a right-handed Michael Vick without all the off-the-field stuff as well, yeah, absolutely.
So that fear is something that could...
Look at the rest of the drafts. Look at the rest of the mock drafts. If the Cardinals, in the rare case that happens these days, if the Cardinals pass on Kyler Murray, where does he end up? Where does he go in the draft? Does he go 2? No. Does he go 3? Probably not. Does he go in the top 5? Does he go in the top 10? The only team that's really eyeing Kyler Murray as a top pick is reportedly, allegedly, the Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And if the team really wanted to trade Josh Rosen, wouldn't they be dressing up their quotes in the media more so than, yeah, I think he's talented. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to have a good future. Wouldn't they just be waxing poetic about how good Josh Rosen is?
I feel like they would have traded him already.
Yeah, they would have been. They would have created a market at the NFL draft. It wouldn't be Steve Keim. You know, a lot of people think it was him having a brain fart on the podium.
For now?
Yeah, for now. He wouldn't have said that. He would have dressed him up.
Steve Keim, I think, than what all this is as window dressing for trying to get suitors for Kyler Murray. The suitors are there. This is the lull period. In what? We have a month left? Almost exactly a month.
It is.
It's the 25th
it's
today.
A month today.
Exactly a month. So we have 3 weeks of fodder back and forth. The final 2 weeks before the draft, that's when S starts to get real. And we don't know what's going to happen. We think we know. We do know what they should do. But that really, the monkey wrench of all of this is what happens if somebody offers a deal of a lifetime. And all of this is for naught. But it will err towards the side of Josh Rosen being the future of the Cardinals, which is what we think will happen. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow with a lot more of this, a lot more to break down. Locked on Cardinals. Check you guys then.